Can I ask you this question about the implications of your position? So if the crux of your position is that there was no statutory authority to appoint the special counsel, is that true of every person in DOJ who's not an employee? So it has to be, I get that you're not talking about employees. But, for example, suppose there's a judge on the panel who at one point was a deputy solicitor general. And that position, as far as I know, isn't specified by statute to be, it's not specified by statute. And does your position mean that that appointment was invalid because there was no Senate confirmation attached to it?
So when we are talking about department heads appointing officers of the United States, which is the category that we have in front of us, our position is you need a specific statute that provides for that authority, and that's the construct of the statutes that deal with the Justice Department in total. In this situation...
So then the answer to the question is that a deputy solicitor general, there is no statute that provides for a deputy solicitor general.
Right, but if the authority is given to appoint a deputy solicitor general to the attorney general or the assistant attorney general specifically by statute, then it works. You don't need to have a statute that says deputy solicitor general in it. That's what we're missing in this case, Your Honor. There is no specific statute. It's certainly not 515. It's certainly not 533.
How is the I think I'm missing something. How is the deputy solicitor general, with respect to the argument you just made about statutory authority, differently situated from a special counsel?
At this point, the special counsel is a private lawyer. And the question is there a statute that authorizes the appointment of that private lawyer?